It's both Michael Leisure on guitar and Dan Jordan live in our studio performing for you, the Jazz in the Bible Belt listener. I'd like to thank them both and for coming in, speaking, as well as just letting go, shutting your eyes, and just making it happen. And a couple points. One thing I think while I was listening and just contemplating what was going on is both of these events that you folks are talking about are free, meaning that someone doesn't have to lay out a bunch of bean to get in the door. You can get down to Dexter's on Monday night, and you start at what time, Michael?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah. We do a sort of a dinner acoustic set. Some really beautiful music, very organized, and much more traditional.
In the later set?
Second set, I will call it a little bit more electric. And third set will undoubtedly grow into something free, yeah, much more searching and exploring. But we are playing some of the compositions that I've written in the last 3 years with, after discussing it with some of Dexter's employees and stuff like that, how to approach the night. And it is a restaurant in a wine facility. So basically, if you see me in concert, expect everything. But if you see me in a restaurant, expect nothing. There's a lot of different, I'm being asked to do certain things. And like I said, I'm trying to provide some discipline to my freedom I have there. And very thankful for having an outlet not only for my own creativity, but also for my colleagues.
And Dexter's is right here in Winter Park on Fairbanks, right near the intersection of Park Avenue, which is a couple blocks from where the studio sits. And then on Saturday nights at the Crowbar, Godwell and the Creeks rising, the whole scenario, we'll keep seeing you folks down there. That's also free.
Absolutely free. The Crowbar on Saturday nights, Michael Lesher and Dan Jordan, and a third player to be named later. But the most important thing that I want to pick up with what Michael said is that the music that you heard today was the music that you heard today. If you come hear us, you might not hear anything like what we played today. We play as a result of what we get. And if I walk into a room and I see people who are not going to enjoy what we just played for you now, I'm not going to play that. I'm there to
and likewise
to win you over, and then
I want to be your friend.
Yeah,
I
want to make win you over, and then introduce you to something you may not have expected. But I don't want to cram anything down anybody's throat. I don't want to force anybody to go somewhere that they don't want to go.
We are respectful.
Yeah, and. If you come down to the Crowbar, you may hear an evening of gentle bossa novas the entire evening, or you may hear a whole evening of avant-garde music, what I affectionately call squeak and squawk. And just because I like to squeak and squawk doesn't mean I don't love Paul Desmond, or I don't love to play beautiful melodies that placate and make people feel serene. We're multifaceted individuals, and we like to express ourselves in a myriad of different ways.
Sometimes I think the listener just needs to ask themselves, what was music before there was music? Because that's really where I'm coming from. It's music before there was music. It's difficult. We're so, in our lifetime, the 20th century, we're so influenced by what has come before us and what is expected out of us technique-wise and harmony-wise and form-wise and the format of the entire music business. So it's music before there was music. What was there really out there in nature? And what inspires me more than a flock of seagulls on the ocean taking off squawking? That's music to me.
And you also have to come and participate. You have to get involved in what we're doing. And if you're not participating, you're really not going to enjoy what we're doing. I want you to become part of the band, and I want you to experience it on the level that we do, and hopefully that our music can transcend the technical aspects of your understanding of what we're doing, and you can understand it on the level that we're expressing it, which is a totally emotional and spiritual level, which really has nothing to do with music. And if you judge it from what Michael was speaking about, something that you heard before, it may not ring true. But if you just come and hope to experience an emotion, and hope to experience and explore something in yourself that you may not have confronted before, I think you'll enjoy seeing Michael at Dexter's and the Daniel Jordan Trio at the Crowbar. Thank you.
Okay, one last wrap-up. We've been talking to Michael Leisure and Dan Jordan. Michael Leisure, guitarist, Monday night at Dexter's. Dan Jordan, saxophonist, flautist, wind instrumentalist.
Extraordinaire.
Right now, Saturday nights is his signature gig down at the Crowbar. And both myself and WPRK, thanks you for coming by, sharing your thoughts. And
thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt.
You're tuned to WPRK, 91.5 FM, here at Rollins College in Winter Park. Good evening. It's a minute after 7 p.m. We move into the third and final hour of Jazz in the Bible Belt. And while we're on the subject of creative music in Central Florida, I'm going to play a track from a brand new CD on the FMP label out of Germany. Sam Rivers, solo concerts in Germany. The title of the CD is Portrait. And this composition is a piano composition with some voice. It's entitled Cameo.